Yeah. What's that wordy word? Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, gods and goddesses, how y'all coming? If you don't know, now you will. I'm Old Dog, Big Money Man. This thing got it on me, I got it in me. Bring y'all a pre-recorded podcast as usual. It's live to me and pre-recorded to y'all. Same toilet, different feces, you hear me? I'm gonna dive right in. No swimming lessons, just swimming trunks. I had to shorten up the introduction just a little bit. A lot of people care less to hear introduction. Some people, they respect it. But one thing for sure, no matter what title you have or how you tag something, it's always great to have an introduction. That's that way they know who you are and what you represent. An introduction is everything, even when you're writing a book, even when you're reading a story, newspaper, a song, anything, even a movie. Introduction is key. You know what I'm saying? An outro is too. Food for thought, man. Sometimes, you know, food for thought ain't always be quotes. Sometimes they will. Depends on how you take it. Sometimes it can be a storyline just to motivate somebody. Food for thought. This whole over bro shit. From my experience, that shit is out the book. It's out the window, man. Your homie can be 20 bands, 30, 40 bands up or more. Won't give you a fucking dime. Won't even tell you that they up. And knowing that you're struggling, understand you can't count everybody's pockets because it ain't your business. I understand that a man's money is his money. You wasn't there to help him make it. It ain't your money, it ain't your business. Your homie, so-called bro, whatever y'all call y'all motherfucking selves, and he know you down, throw you 5 bands, 10 bands, get you right. You dig what I'm on? This motherfucker ain't gonna tell you nothing. Only way you find out is a female or another nigga running his mouth go back and tell you. That's when you know who your homies is and who ain't. Nigga know you down, you hurt, they gonna be like, bro, you good? Let me help you out. What you got? What you working with? What you need, nigga? Need a bill paid, nigga, you fucked up, and your baby mama fell out, she kicked you out. I understand, nigga, you was there for me, nigga. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Work my magic, nigga. Get right back to you ASAP, nigga. But you ain't gonna see that. Your female, your shorty, your girl, the one that you neglect, that you keep at home all day with your kids, the one that's always there for you, washing your shitty drawers, cooking your food with your greedy ass, doing all this shit for you, struggling with your ass, working a regular 9-to-5, and will do whatever for your ass and buy you and get you whatever you need. So miss me with that bro over whole shit. That's why I keep my circle small. I keep my circle smaller than a hole inside of a fucking donut. I'd rather have 4 quarters than 100 pennies. I'm gonna say it again. I'd rather have 4 quarters than 100 pennies. That's how small my circle is. And believe it or not, I'd rather have just $1 bill. Sum it all up. Because I'm knocking them down as I go. I'm cutting them off as I go. There's nothing wrong with cutting people off. Sometimes you have to cut people off. Sometimes it's good to have these conscious conversations. Because people need a little bit of foot in the ass. They need a little wake up. They need a church bell to ring in their motherfucking head. Y'all so busy kissing ass, man. Kissing the wrong asses. You know what I'm saying? Being a sucker, being a fan, instead of being your own woman or your own man. At the end of the day, I don't care who I meet. I don't care if you're a boxer, a football player, a celebrity, a drug dealer in the hood, the biggest gangster, a gang leader, a creation of a company, whoever the fuck you think you are or may be. I'm nobody's fan. I'm just like you. I breathe oxygen. I I can bleed just like you. I shit and piss, eat just like you. So who the fuck are you to me? You might fool these other motherfuckers, but you ain't fooling me. Last but not least, a lot of these motherfuckers I know that I grew up with, they got some fame. A lot of them scared to come around me for several reasons. Some of them scared I'm a robber, not knowing that I changed my life. I still got it in me though, but you know, it is what it is. I ain't gonna incriminate myself, but they know who they are. A lot of y'all got fame because of me. Motherfuckers don't know. I was the one that introduced Sexy Red to FBG Duck. You know, to Dirk now. You know, all them clowns. You know, but I respected Duck. Duck was a different dude. He was a different breed. Dirk, he rich, but he's a goofy. He's a clown to me. You know, we fell out for a reason. These the same dudes who you knew in the streets. You patted their pockets down. Now they don't know you. Tell the world they don't know you until you see them in person. They got a whole different story. I ain't mean it like that. I was protecting my company rules, his own contract. I can't be, you know what I'm saying, intervene with certain people. But you hanging with clown dudes that go around doing dumb shit and claiming bodies on songs that they ain't never did or got nothing to do with. Make it make sense. I mean, from the little girl K.I. to even niggas in their own hood. Like, I don't get it. I don't care what block you from, what hood you from. I'm from a lot of places. From Parkway on down. A lot of this shit these dudes be talking, it's boo-boo, man. They know I know truth. That's why they don't speak on shit when they be in these interviews. A lot of them are starting to be shutting up because you're lying, bro. You know I know you, clown. Why are you lying to the world, bro? Don't you know there's niggas that still around that was there when such and such happened, that saw such and such, that know what you about, they know what you capable of? Some of you dudes had to turn the fuck up because you was being bullied. You was getting robbed, getting shot at every day. You had to motherfucking survive. You was a pussy anyway. Even the pussiest niggas will kill something. Matter of fact, a scared motherfucker will kill you quicker than a brave motherfucker. But that don't mean shit. You still a pussy. When did you become gangster? When you bought a gun that gave you the license to be a gangster? None of y'all dudes want to own shit. I know you can't fight. All you can do is shoot. Like, I'm from the original gangster era. But at the same time, I still love them little dudes, man. Cause I remember when they was broke and they ain't have shit. But they forget where they come from. You know why? Cause ain't none of them niggas out the hood, none of their homies they grew up with out the hood. 75% of them are dead and gone. The other 25 cent. That's all them niggas worth, some of them. The only 25%, the other 25%, you know what I'm saying, in jail for multiple murders apiece, or, you know, probably got a family. They got out the way because they were smart. Got kids and shit. They should move out a dangerous city like Chicago, Detroit, and different places, especially Chicago. But like Chief Keith did and a few other guys. J-Maine, he did. You know, a lot of them guys, man. A few of them. Not many, but a few. Smart move. I'm saying that to say this. Don't believe the fucking hype. Don't believe everything you hear and see. That same nigga that claim they your homie, I fuck your bitch while you in prison or jail. I try to fuck your mama, your little sister, your big sister, your auntie. They don't give a fuck. It's free will and fair game. They not gonna put none on your fucking books, you idiot. And if they do, that's because they scared of your ass. Most niggas don't even care to do nothing for you. You were just temporary. You just somebody to hang around, fun to hang around because they was bored. Or they just need somebody to hang around because they was a pussy. Gangsters don't need nobody hanging around them. I don't know what beef you got going. I don't know who out to spank you. I don't know who your ops is, if you got any ops or you done some dumb shit. I don't need no niggas around me. Because guess what? I go everywhere by myself. I was born by myself. I'm going to leave here by myself. Any nigga tell you, big old dog don't need no help. Big old dog, they call him old dog for a reason. I done put in so much motherfucking work. I like to see other motherfuckers do it now. But when I look at these dudes, when I see them, only one or two that catch my eye. The rest of these dudes, they not doing it right. Not only they not doing it right, they trying, they want to be. That's all. But be careful who you make your friend or call your friend. Be careful who you keep his company. Be careful who you tell your secrets to. You can be a street nigga and tell your secrets or your business to a so-called street nigga. He gonna go back and tell the world. The fuck is you talking for, nigga? You trying to incriminate me, nigga? You telling shit so my girl can find out, so she can goddamn freak the fuck out and go crazy and get emotional, thinking a nigga cheating and shit? Why you running your fucking mouth when you tell your problems to your shorty? She'll keep your secret. She'll be there for you. She been through a lot of shit. She know what's going on. She gonna be your biggest supporter, your biggest fucking fan. But y'all, with these bro shit, my homie, my dog, these clowns in your music videos, with these fake ass prop guns, and even if they got real guns, they not gonna use them. You motherfuckers is dying with guns on you, let alone with guns off of you. You don't have no guns on you when they smoke you, because obviously you ain't shoot back. Don't be dumb, man. Don't have no guns with too many bullets in them so they can jam and none of that. If you a shooter, you a fucking shooter. If you're gonna protect yourself, protect yourself. Don't depend on nobody to save you, bro. Don't depend on no security guard. You don't know who to pay that security guard to knock your ass off. The security guard might so happen to hate your ass one day because he tired of how you bossing them around or something. And so happen to let that one bullet hit you. They ain't gonna stop no fucking bullet. If you got a car full of niggas, you got one or two security guards. They outnumbered, they outgunned. Motherfucker really want to get on your ass. Your security guard might lose his life because of you. And they know they got a dangerous job. Motherfucker gonna get you. Your security guard got a vest on, but them headshots a motherfucker. Them face shots a motherfucker. What you gonna do then? That's why it's good when, if you're not really like that, keep your fucking mouth shut. If you really ain't into this and to that, leave it alone. Leave the shit alone. Everybody, you know, get some money. Keep the peace. You know what I'm saying? Love one another. Help one another. And speaking of loving one another, helping one another, we need more millionaires to step up to the plate. More billionaires to step up to the plate. More thousandaires to step up to the plate. Everybody can put their fucking money up and build more houses, affordable housing and apartments. Whatever the case may be, for homeless people, for women and children that's struggling, for grown men that's struggling. Everybody ain't got it all. We do live in a poverty society where most people are below average living, a middle class, low class, so to speak. Only 1% of the world population is rich, super rich, so to speak. They got more money than they fucking need. But they ain't doing nothing with it. Can't take it with you when you die. Pass it on to the next rich, spoiled fucking goofball. Instead of giving it to somebody that's gonna do something with it. Man don't work, a man don't eat. A lot of y'all passing money down might have generational wealth, but you're miserable. You ain't gonna be able to do nothing with that money because that money was stolen. It was built in the wrong sense, in the wrong fashion, through slavery, through lies, through theft. You know what I'm saying? Even the king, queens, and all the motherfuckers in Europe, and Queen Elizabeth and all the motherfuckers, man. The motherfuckers know they not right. Them reptilian motherfuckers ain't gonna never be right. I don't know why y'all even call these motherfuckers kings and queens, prince and princess, man. Fuck no. They ain't shit. They don't have no real royalty. None of them. I know this sounds a little bit off subject. We gonna speak on shit like this. Y'all give people the wrong titles. Y'all, you know what I'm saying, praising these so-called rappers that won't even help their mama. Got a cousin they grew up with. That was your favorite cousin. You got a million pictures with this motherfucker. But your cousin out there on drugs in the streets, poor, barely washing their ass, ain't got nowhere to go. You a whole billionaire. But that was your cousin, but you ain't put your cousin on. You could have had your cousin work for you, be your manager. AR, A&R, whatever you call it, anything. You motherfuckers is weak, you weird, you ain't shit, bro. I don't understand these niggas, man. I don't respect nobody like that. At the end of the day, your money is your money. But what's wrong with you helping a child? What's wrong with you helping a person that's in need? Even if it's another grown man. What's wrong with you, man? Every time you help another soul, you put a smile on the face of the creator. It's not even about you. Sometimes it ain't even about the person you helping. It's about God, what he'd like for you to do and want you to do. What he would do. God judges. He's the only one that can judge the situation. Even so, he still handles things with care. Because that's how God is, and he wants us to be the same way. I can't tell you how to count your money. I can't tell you what to do with your money. But how can we call ourselves entrepreneurs? How can we call ourselves fathers? How can we call ourselves role models or leaders or anything when we know we have the means to change the world? We got the means to stop poverty or help stop poverty and homelessness and some type of drug abuse or abuse in homes. We have the means to knock some of that shit down. We might not be able to do it 100%. Or they, so to speak. I ain't got shit for you right now, but that's a whole different bedtime story. But for the ones that got it, come on, man, make it make sense, man. You really think if I was a billionaire that I would keep money to myself? I'd probably spend $500 million just on the homeless alone and getting shit built for the kids. That right there is probably enough to help half the United States. $500 million? Come on, man. Get some housing. Make these punk-ass government officials pay for it. Why not? Why not? We're gonna move along. Man. Conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory. P. Diddy. Sean Puffy Combs. And then you have the Baltimore Bridge that collapsed. There's a whole speculation behind that too. But I am going to speak on it. Before I speak on it, I know I'm a couple of days late speaking on it. I was supposed to spoke on it yesterday, but something went down. Fact of the matter is, it's always good to wait to speak on something because you might gather the right information. When you speak on something when it first happened, it don't always mean that's the actual story. It don't always mean that's exactly what happened until it's investigated and they figure out the facts and the truth. Then it'll come out later on. Everything don't always come out the first time, the first go around, because people make up shit, people lie. People find out if something happened to a motherfucker before it happened. It's almost like motherfucker jinxing a motherfucker. But you can't believe everything you hear and see. Especially on the internet. It's always good to marinate a little bit. And a lot of information to build. So you can get as much as you can. That was a situation with a woman. And she recorded three guys coming up to her house, as she should, because she's by herself. She got a bunch of crazy dogs, and she told them when she went outside, she was like, let's please go to the front, because my dogs are going crazy. We just go to the front so they can stop going crazy. Long story short, now this woman was accused of making memes and posting them on social media about Joe Biden. I done said a lot of shit about Joe Biden. I even posted about him. They catch you and they want you, they really want you. I'm gonna be honest with you. I said the dude was a damn robot. I even said he was a reptilian. I even said he's like senile or some shit. He is. And they wrong for having a man that age in the White House anyway. They need to have young men in the White House. You know, late 20s, early 30s. What's the point of putting all these old men in the White House? These guys don't know nothing about adjusting to the planet like that. They've been around a while, but they ain't never been through nothing. They don't know what it's like coming from the hood. They don't know what it's like being around a young generation. This is a young generation. These old men stuck in their ways. Most of them come from a rich family. What the fuck do they know about anything? We know Obama is not from the hood, so he don't know shit neither. All I'm saying is, we knew better, we do better. And this woman asked them to identify themselves. They didn't properly do it. Oh, we told you we was the FBI. You can tell me any motherfucking thing. You can tell me the sky falling. Do I gotta believe you? You gotta prove that to me. Then he said, we're not gonna put our badge on your camera. If you got a real FBI badge, FBI badges don't have a face on them. And FBI agents do walk around with a job badge too to get in through the buildings and shit. They didn't have no credentials, which is strange. They could have been rapists, robbers, killers, murderers, anything. As she stated. And I said the same thing. I agreed with her, right? And so they was like, we here because you posted some memes about Joe Biden. Now, we gonna stop right there, right? That right there alone tells you that you don't have a freedom of speech. You don't have a right. No rights. You can't even be sarcastic no more. You can't say what you want. Nobody threatened nobody. Nobody did anything. You entitled to feel the way you feel because you are a law-abiding citizen voter. And you have a right to choose what commanding chief you want in this country, even if you voted for him or not. If they ain't doing right, they just ain't doing right. You send three agents to our house with clipboards like that mean anything. And then what makes me think these guys were fishy and suspicious and wasn't FBI is the fact that FBI agents always have cars on them. If detectives and police got cars, a regular city cop got a business card on them. Because believe it or not, being a police and working for the city is a business. Because they work for you. You're the citizen to protect and serve you, right? Allegedly. They supposed to have a damn... And we know FBIs keep a fucking... Even in the movies they show you that, they keep a fucking business card. They didn't even have a business card. They didn't even know the number. You're supposed to know numbers by heart if you've been working there long enough, right? You can Google it. And they Google the Federal Bureau and say, where's your lawyer? Tell your lawyer to contact them. Can the lawyer talk? Contact you. What is your name? He didn't give them no name or anything. Like, I don't get it. You on kitty camera being recorded live, bro. Like, your identification's already out there. If you so secretive, why you come to our house with your face uncovered? I don't know. Make it make sense. You come into this person's house to question them about some memes they posted. What is your warrants? Why are you approaching my house about a meme? Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, what kind of... Do y'all see how spooky that is? How weird that is? So it's one or two things. If this is sent by the FBI... which I believe some elites or some sent them. Who knows? If this is FBI, this is very unprofessional. It's very spooky, very weird, very dangerous, very un-American-like, very unlawful. A lot, I can go on and on and on. I got so many words for this bullshit. But I have no words to describe it because it's bullshit. That woman better have some cameras around her house. Don't be surprised if something happened to her. I don't want to read a story knowing something happened to this woman. They are ruled as a overdose, drunken overdose, like they did with this woman. Car going into a pond or something. I don't want nothing to happen to the lady. She's a white lady at that. Three white males approach her career. She was suspicious about it, as she should be. This lady better get some guns if she ain't already got any. If she got some, she better get some more. Good rounds and all of that. She better get some surveillance. She better get somebody to move in, live with her, get some backup. Because it ain't going to be fun for her. She done already exposed these guys, and they come to our house with some shit like that. Something ain't right, something going on, something they don't like that she posted. Because obviously they've been watching her. Unless you know she's being monitored and recorded. You have no rights. They monitor you every step you got. They watch you without a warrant. They just basically get free surveillance on you, which is weird and crazy. You don't know what they doing behind that screen, but they watching you because obviously they know she posted it because she never denied it. She's entitled to feel the way she feel, as she stated, but they weren't trying to hear that. They want to know why she posted. What you mean, why I posted? My fucking posts, read them. They tell you why I posted, because that's the way I feel. Because that's how I feel, that's why I posted. You basically trying to punk her to stop. You trying to tell her to stop posting them. You was going to come in our house aggressively and tell her if you probably tried to kill her. You probably was afraid to just jump in, dive right in because the big ass dogs was at the door. Then you knew you was being recorded as soon as you walked on her property. I believe if she had them dogs with that camera rolling live and she told them she was live and they didn't properly identify themselves and they lied like they did, she got evidence to prove it. She probably would be dead. Or beaten to death. Something. They kill a lot of people, man. You better believe that. They are killers. The government is the biggest gang and the biggest killers. Say what you want. But I'm just keeping it a bean, keeping it a buck with you. So be careful what you post. Be careful what you say. And if you go on and on, be prepared for the consequences. I'm going to say what I got to say. I'm not afraid of them. I can give a fuck of two fucks about them. But I serve a creator that protects and serves me more so than the government. They created the government. They created me. They created all things. Well, my creator created the government, created me, created all things. Correction. I'm not afraid of no man. I don't care who you are, a reptilian, a demon, a devil, an angel, whatever you call yourself. I'm not afraid of you. I have a higher power. There's nothing greater than my creator. And my creator loves me, protects me. So if my creator is for me, who can be against me? That's all I'm saying. There was an incident where a man had in his house what you call a quad portal. You don't know what that is? Google it, look it up. I do know the word quad means four, quadruple, same thing, or cuarto in Spanish. It means four. I don't know if that means that's four layers of a portal or whatever the hell it means. I know it's a different type of portal. A lot of portals you can see through. They're light beams, this and that and the third. This one so happened, you couldn't see none of that. Long story short, shit was falling from the man's ceiling. It was like glitching, falling right at the ceiling, right before it touched the ceiling. Shit was falling from that, from what you see on the video. I don't know, it was creepy. No hole in the city. I mean, the ceiling, nothing going through the ceiling. And shit was just falling out. Some interesting things fell out. What made me think about some shit, right? A book fell out first, I think. Some other stuff fell out, but he never showed it on camera. When that book fell out, he looked at it. I guess he got it appraised because he had, you know what I'm saying, he had a follow-up on the video. And they were saying they never seen this book. They don't know where it come from. They don't never heard of it. so on and so forth. Nobody published this. And it was written in a language that nobody understood. CIA seen his video. They definitely pay him a visit. Told him they need him to leave his house and they need to investigate this and that. He said, I'm not leaving my domain. I own this house. I paid for this house. I'm not leaving my domain just because I posted a video. Y'all won't get me like y'all get everybody else. This and then the third. But they know this place is a place that they need to find out. They don't want people to know about portals and shit anyway. They don't want you to be able to learn how to travel over and lead the other side to another dimension. They want you to be trapped right here. So, some interesting stuff fell out. Three crucifixions. They all looked different. Now, I can't say if something from this dimension fell into his house, something from his past was thrown at him, or somebody from another dimension was casting into his crib to give him a sign. And before I say what else I need to say, we do exist in another realm or dimension, just in a different form. We exist the same exact person. You can call him what you want, doppelganger, whatever you want to call him. You exist somewhere else. So whatever you're going through on this side of life, you're going to be going through the opposite over there. You rich over here, you be poor and broke or middle class over there, and vice versa. This is stuff I read. This is what I heard. Kind of makes sense, but then again, I'm not 100% sure. I'm just telling you what I heard and what I read. It's starting to make sense because we've been seeing a lot of portals and a lot of time traveling. So these people going some fucking where. Definitely not here on Earth. And Earth is a portal too, so people from the other side can come here and vice versa. Me, I'm thinking the worst. I can think the best, I'm thinking the worst. I'm thinking that they having the same spiritual warfare on the other side or in a different realm. And for those crucifixes to be casted down out of that ceiling like it did and hit the floor hard as it did with them books and stuff, somebody's having a spiritual warfare, exorcism or something. Whatever it is, it ain't good. It's creepy. For you to have three crucifixes fall through back to back, something going on. They at war, spiritual war or something. We can't see it. We don't know, but it exists. Come to find out, his video was not a hoax. It was the real deal, Holyfield. To prove to people it was real, he went live. One thing about lives, you can't fake the funk on them videos. For sure. And he had 1,000 witnesses watching. He went viral for it. He's going to go viral for it, as he should. I'm glad he is. Just don't hope nothing don't happen to the old man, because, you know, he's trying to show people that he's not crazy, he's not losing his fucking mind, this and that and the third. I think he said his wife left him because of the shit. She couldn't take the shit no more. She wondered what the fuck going on. So people fear what they don't know and they fear what they don't understand. I'm going to say it again. People fear what they don't know and they fear what they don't understand. That's why people do what they do. You know, I'm going to get some more information on it. I'm going to dig into it. And I'm going to just give you all the information I can. But it's very interesting. I'm even interested in it. I would like to see the shit some more and find out what the fuck going on. And I just don't want to understand the shit. I want to understand it. The situation in Baltimore, Maryland. Cargo boats. The docks. You know what I'm saying? Put it like this. The video of the scenery was recorded by different people. And it all showed the same shit, right? You see the boat going around and then make a U-turn. I found out some more information about it. In the video, you clearly see the bridge explode. Now, we know anything that can break down a bridge is dynamite. That small boat, and I used to be a demolition. I'm not, this ain't rocket science. That small boat cannot bring down that bridge by itself. I've literally seen planes crash into bridges and the bridge wouldn't budge. Like literally. And the plane is way, I'm talking about a full size plane, 200 plus passengers. So, a plane is much bigger and dangerous than a motherfucking boat. A plane has diesel fuel and all that. So, this boat is not doing all that damage. Trust me. And last but not least, these boats have a sensor in them. They have a computer system in them to where if they get close to a solid object, you know they're being created technology for these boats because boats are known to run into shit. People drown and get lost and they're trying to prevent that. And so it has a sensor on there to stop it right on tracks. If you look at the video, you clearly see somebody shut off all the power on there and the lights on the boat went completely out. Then they decided to make a U-turn as they was doing that, which was strange. A guy did an investigation. He said you have to literally physically cut all the power off in these things because these things have a backup generator and a backup switch for power and this and that is ran by a computer. So it's damn near impossible to do all that unless you manually do it, which somebody did. You can clearly see on video they talking about light flashing. Yeah, because they're not telling you that's dynamite. Dynamite can only bring down concrete and steel and stuff like that. That's what it's going to take. You know what I'm saying? Not too long after that, I can't remember what city and state it was, they burned down another bridge. Here's the deal about that. There's a conspiracy behind it. But we all know, but if you don't know, I'm going to tell you. That bridge is known for heavy activity, natural resources, trades, and all of that. So basically, that's where they send the heaviest trucks to go through Baltimore, Maryland, with food loads, gasoline, so on and so forth. So they have to travel through that bridge. Not only is that an entrance, that's an exit for people to leave and come out. They're cutting off your food source by doing that. And they also keeping you from exiting. You might take another route, but it's gonna be longer for you and worse for you. Before you know it, all the main bridges in America are gonna be chopped down. I don't know why they chose that city, but we all know that that's a black city. That's a majority of the blacks be throughout all the cities in the United States. That's one of the probably blackest cities in America. Probably is the blackest city in America, if you ask me. And which are the majority of in that city. And this city is very bad with drugs, as you know, heroin and all those things, though. But the backstory to this is the boat and the cargo loads and shit on there belonged to a multi-billionaire, an Asian female, which was the sister-in-law of Mitch McConnell, I can't remember his name. He's a senator. I don't know if he's a senator. I don't know what senator he is. If it's senator of the state, senator. I don't know. I know he's a senator. And that's his sister-in-law. 6 days prior to this accident happening, which is kind of creepy, what a coincidence, she was found dead in a pond in her Tesla. They found her alcohol level to be 3 levels over the limit. 3 levels over the limit, and so happened that her Tesla went into reverse on its own and went into the pond. Now you tell me, strong as them Teslas are, she couldn't hit the brakes? You mean tell me it just went into reverse on its own? That's what the investigators say? Wow. This woman's a billionaire. She ain't moving stupid like that. Trust me. Not no Asian woman any fucking way. And the strange part about it is, she gonna go into reverse though, right? And motherfuckers believe that shit. You do know that not only do they pay off corners, there are corners that are a family of these elites and these rich, powerful people. And you know what I'm saying? Even if they're not family members to these people, they get paid off. Same corner that got paid off to do a fake autopsy with a double of Tupac, and he admitted it. He said it wasn't Pac because the victim only had 2 bullet wounds, which we know Pac was shot more than that. Both times he was shot. I mean, his mom even said it. But here's the funny part, though. Why did they kill her? Who knows? I do know that they've been killing a lot of billionaires that's trying to come together and create their own currency. The Federal Reserve don't want different currencies, bitcoins and shibas and all that, because they run this country off the dollar bill, and the dollar bill is crashing. They will kill anything they can to keep the dollar bill rolling. Don't be surprised if they try to knock off a Russian leader or anybody that was in that currency that come together in the United Nations. They didn't want America to be a part of it. I think it was Russia. Well, I don't know. One of the African countries, maybe Nigeria or something. China, all of them together. Can't remember the name of the currency right off the tip of my tongue, but everybody know what I'm talking about. Now, don't be surprised if the American government forcibly knocked them off piece by piece, one by one. Because they have done it before and they will do it again. Mark my word, don't be surprised. There's a whole spooky situation behind that. We're not going to make it look like, you know what I'm saying, she's a billionaire. She's the reason why they knocked down a bridge. These elites, mafia, even if she owed for drugs through the cartels or mafia, they're not going to take out a bridge. They're not going to take out a bridge because of something she did, because she was already killed 6 days prior to this happening. They might have killed her to shut her up and use her as a pawn to what's going on. She probably knew. They probably say, look, we need one of your boats to knock down this bridge. We're going to use dynamite on it. We're going to use you as a pawn. We're going to pay you off. Don't worry about it. We'll get your boat fixed. No, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And she knew that she was involved in some crazy shit. She probably told somebody, or, you know what I'm saying? She might have been drinking herself to death because she was worried and depressed. Or they probably lied about the alcohol level. They probably made her drink some alcohol. Fuck knows. They probably killed her, knocked her off anyway. Just because they put you up to doing something mean they're going to trust you. That's like if you use a female to backdoor somebody. I'm going to use this female to go lure this guy in, try to fuck up his sucker, whatever she got to do, and then hit my phone or give me a signal so I can come in and try to kill his ass. That's a backdoor. Okay, I done knocked him off. I know her, but I barely know her like that. I can't trust her. I just did some crazy foul shit. If she get caught by the police, I know this bitch gonna talk. Guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna knock her noodles off too. I'm just thinking like a street nigga, a real street guy, gangster that's really smart and that really want to get rid of everything. You knock them off too. Fuck if you paid them. Take your money back off of them. I know that sounds like some crazy savage shit, but that's the way I think. Can't speak for everybody else, but I'm pretty sure the government and these elites think the same way. Sean P. Diddy Combs. This man got a lot of shit going on. I've been told you the man was a fruitcake. I been knew he was a pedophile. Like little boys and little girls, especially little boys. He just a weirdo. He even tried Mike Tyson. He tried a lot of people. He already got Usher. He tried to get Chris Brown. He already got Meek Mills, Lil Baby. All these guys, man. And they making memes out of this shit, but I don't respect no motherfucker. Okay, if you gay, that's you. You're grown, you can be gay. You can be gay with all the grown motherfuckers you want to be gay with. But you're not. What you're not going to do is be gay with no fucking underage children. You got your own neighbor telling on you. You know how them L.A. niggas is. They tell everything, even on camera, for the most part. Telling on him, saying he his neighbor. What he doing? Busloads of underage kids. Or underage people that come in, they party all night. I don't know what kind of freak Diddy is, but he's a fucking freak. And you know, his own girlfriend, Young Miami, is under investigation because she was selling herself to him. But she did say she was a city girl. She wasn't lying. And she did say, you gotta buy this pussy, she gonna sell this pussy, ain't shit free. She said on her lives all the time. Me, I kinda find her cute as fuck. She kinda cute to me. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with some of her music. She talks some pimp shit. I respect a female that talk her shit. I don't really listen to all her music. I tell you every song she made, but I like her voice. I even like what she say, period. You know? I thought it was cute. Ghetto as fuck, but I thought it was cute. Never heard a female talk like that, you know. Cause, you know, got a thing for them Florida girls down there. That Florida water's a motherfucker. She's from Miami. But as far as her knowing about this weirdo shit, obviously I can't respect her for that. And two, she involved with this shit, selling her soul and all that. That's between her and God. But I know she's a sellout. She's sold her soul and sold out. So one thing you can't do is sell nothing that belongs to the creator. A lot of people are getting busted for this shit, T.D. Jakes and all that. Diddy decided to, you know what I'm saying, flee. And the feds wanted them, commanded them to land the plane. Diddy wasn't on the plane. He put his phone on the plane to trick them. But young M.I.A. was on there. The guy that they locked up, it's not Diddy. Everybody knows that. Everybody's seen it. It's not Diddy. Don't look nothing like him. They think this shit is a joke. I don't even think Diddy has a real warrant, to be honest with you. These elites got the fucking feds in their pockets. They locked up some motherfucker from Africa, Haiti somewhere. They don't look nothing like fucking Diddy. Eyes all sucking in, got eczema on his neck. The moles is missing that Diddy has around his lips. The beard. Diddy had got a haircut today, the day of him escaping. So it doesn't make any sense, man. If the feds gonna raid your house, they already watching your house hours before they raid it. How the fuck he get away? And they gonna call every bureau, every city that he's at. Why they ain't raid them all at the same time? Make it make sense, man. Shit don't sound real. It sounds sloppy. This shit sound like a fucking joke. And you know, I spoke on Ryan Garcia, yeah I did, and everything. Cat Williams too. Them dudes ain't telling us nothing that we already don't know. People been knowing this shit decades ago about how these dudes do about Bohemian Grove and them eat children and sex trafficking. Come on, man. I've been speaking on this shit for a long time myself. So at the end of the day, like Flavor Flav say, don't believe the hype. The elites is using them to, you know what I'm saying, wipe our brains clean on what they are really trying to do with their agenda, their propaganda, why they go behind us, our backs and do what they really need to do. That's all that is. You know, Diddy is a weirdo. Suge Knight spoke on him too. Suge Knight told him, you know, don't use the code name, Brother Lux. I think that's Diddy's code name, Brother Love. And, you know, that sounds like some fruitcake shit. It's okay to have Brother Love, but damn, you call yourself Brother Love, that's your code name. Suge's code name is Salmon. Simon. Can't remember Tupac's code name. They had a code name. But Brother Love, Suge said, I wouldn't advise you to use that name in prison. You either gonna be standing up to pee or sitting down when you pee. And the way Diddy is, he gonna love it in prison. Cause he gonna sit down and pee. He know too much, he seen too much in them secret rooms, and they will lock him up and throw away the key. If not, probably kill him. R. Kelly's supposed to be getting out. Who knows, R. Kelly might have told on him, got him busted. That's why they talking about releasing his ass. And when he get released, feds jump in on Diddy. You don't think that shit connected? Or you think that's just some coincidence the feds or the fucking elites put this shit together smoothly to fool people? And they know you're gonna pay attention. They know you love drama and bullshit. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't they? I would do that too. It's like a movie, right? At the end of the day, Diddy always have a weird vibe to me. You know, something ain't right about dude. He probably was the reason why Pac got knocked off and big in real life, regardless of the shenanigans and the propaganda the elites is doing. I believe he did that shit for real. They got evidence on this shit and they still not doing nothing to him. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. Be careful what you believe in. Be careful what you take in. Do your own research and study and have your own knowledge, because knowledge is power. Without knowledge, you won't be able to get nowhere in life. But you got your own backup, your own gun, your own backbone when you got knowledge, because knowledge is a powerful weapon. Remember I told you first, right here. Appreciate y'all listening. I'll be bringing y'all some more heat soon, man. Other than that, y'all stay up, stay clean, and stay dangerous. Oh, no.